I think it's an early warning sign that we need to ensure that we have enough transplant resources in place across Australia to be able to adequately cope with the increasing numbers of available organs from the good work that we're doing to increase the organ and tissue donation rate in Australia. In Victoria, they've seen a 50% jump in their organ donation rates, and there's been a report to the Victorian Inquiry that eventually this will have a downstream impact on transplant resources from the tissue typing, from transplantation, and also from retrieval services. And so I think I wouldn't call it accurate yet, but I would say it's a prediction that if we don't ensure that the state governments are doing meeting their side of the bargain, it will become a problem, yes.
So are there similar problems faced by other states as well?
Not at this point in time, because some of the other states haven't increased their rate of organ and tissue donation at the same rate as Victoria, but we could predict that there will be these sorts of challenges unless we are able to improve the rate of the availability of transplant resources. So it's a difficult problem that we're facing. On the one hand, it's a nice problem, but on the other hand, Australians need confidence that that every available organ, you know, will go to a worthy transplant recipient.
1,700 Australians are still waiting for transplants, with around 80 people dying while they're waiting. Is there a lack of public education about the importance of donating organs?
I think there's been a lot of work going into that space in the last couple of years, and we've seen some significant increases in public awareness, but there's still a lot more to be done. The tragedy is that 40% of possible donations are still being blocked by family members at that time of possible donation. So our family refusal rate is still way too high, and we need public education to convince people to go out and have a discussion about donation with their family at a far, you know, happier and healthier time, around the dining room table, rather than waiting to, a tragedy to unfold and discussing it for the very first time in a hospital corridor.
So do you think this inquiry that's set up in Victoria will be beneficial to achieve these kind of outcomes?
I think the Victorian inquiry will go a long way to ensuring that state governments are doing their bit to matching the increasing investment that the federal government has done to lift our organ and tissue donation rate.
So what needs to be done to remove these barriers?
Well, it really is a state government responsibility, because they're responsible for the hospital system, and Transplant Australia is writing to every state government to make sure that they review and ensure that there are adequate transplant services in place to be able to take advantage of the increasing rate of donation.